And here is your Lesson K story. Nothing, really. "Hey, Fabian," said Tim, coming into the dock area. "What kind of work occurs today?" "Easy work," said Fabian. "I treat you okay, don't I?" "Yes," said Tim. "It's a good situation, not much effort, and we spend a lot of time on breaks." "Well, that's good organization," Fabian explained. "We don't have to be slaves working for bread and water." "Yes," said Tim, smiling. "It's been a real education for me already, offering as little body motion as we can all day." "I've been thinking," said Fabian. "My brother and I have been getting fat off our connections who market these rejects. We should give you some share just to keep the peace." Tim took a drink of water. "I don't want to come across like I don't support you, but I don't want to lose this job, you know. I really don't know the purpose of these boxes you pull aside." "It's nothing, really," Fabian said, holding his hands out. "We're not the enemy of society. The company just writes off insurance losses for broken stuff. People just take it down and sell it for big discounts instead of throwing it out. I've got it all on a log to go out with the garbage." "I guess I don't need to help on that then," said Tim, looking away. "It's a good deal," said Fabian. "I'll tell you about it if you want. It's just stuff we're throwing out anyway. No taxes, no limits on what you can make, really. Enough money to buy nice things for your dear Gabriella." Tim wondered for just a second. "She'll be okay," he said. "You don't need to tell me anything." "Okay," said Fabian, shrugging his shoulders. "It's up to you. I've got to go out now and help my brother." Fabian rushed out to the parking lot while Tim started preparing a new pallet for shipping. Tim was thinking he would have to leave this job very soon. Fabian came back, and a policeman was behind him with a gun, holding the back of Fabian's neck. "Hey, you, stop. You work with this guy?" the policeman asked, barring Tim's path and confronting Tim with his speech. "He's my supervisor," said Tim. "What do you do here?" the policeman asked. "Well, we put boxes onto pallets for shipping. Some of it is liquid substance for garden insects and a range of other things this company sells." "You know what he's doing?"
"When?"
"Just now, when he was putting those boxes in his car." "Something with rejects he pulls aside when we're putting boxes in the trucks." "Do you know that is against the law? We can take these guys to court." Fabian said to the policeman, "He's not part of this. He just works for me on the loading dock here." "At this stage, I'm taking you to the station," policeman said to Fabian. "I'm going to charge you with pilfering. You," he said to Tim, "you stay around this workplace, okay?" The police visited the warehouse later. They were taking all the owners and managers in cars to the police station. Outside, the temperature had gone up a few degrees, and the quick rain now left a few steaming puddles. "We're closing this place down now," the policeman said. "It was just a shell of a company anyway, covering for their illegal activities." And now, your words from Story K. Across. Already. Bar. Bread. Charge. Confront. connect, court, dear, degree, discount, dock, drink, education, effort, enemy, explain, fat, garbage, insurance, illegal, limit, liquid, log, lose, loss, market, motion, neck, occur, offer, organize, path, pilfer, peace, puddle, purpose, range, rush, share, shell, situation, slave, society, speech, spend, stage, station, steam, stop, stuff, substance, support, tax, temperature, treat. Thank you.